The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
The Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, has touched down in Ireland in the last couple of minutes for the start of a two-day visit to the country. Our chief reporter, Barry White, joins us now from Dublin Airport. Barry, you can't fault his timekeeping, that's for sure.
Yeah, Ciara, good morning. Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada, has literally just touched down at Dublin Airport in the last few minutes, where he was greeted by on the runway by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and his wife. Mr. Carney has arrived from Paris, where he met French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday. In France, the two leaders agreed to deepen defence and industrial cooperation and expand the sharing of classified information as Canada looks to strengthen its ties with Europe amid ongoing uncertainty over US trade policy. This visit to Ireland is actually his 15th visit to Europe since he became Canadian Prime Minister. And speaking in Paris after those talks yesterday, Mr. Carney said the agreements would strengthen cooperation in areas including defence, space, artificial intelligence and aerospace.
Businesses in both of our countries are doing more together in energy, defence, critical minerals and now in AI. And to deepen our defence and industrial cooperation today, the President and I are advancing a new General Security of Information Agreement. What this means is an ability to exchange classified information between our defence, our space, our AI and aerospace sectors. In Yerevan, I was honoured to attend, and I said at that meeting that I believe that the next world order will likely be built out of Europe, and Canada will be part of that effort. In security, as the first non-European member to join SAFE, as the President mentioned, under his leadership, Canada is a key member of the coalition of willing to support Ukraine. In critical minerals, working with Minister Lescure, as a reliable supplier to our core European partners, working with our European partners to expand our collective strategic capabilities from energy to hardware, intelligence infrastructure, and space. Working together, Canada, France, and Europe are poised to be a powerful force for good in the century ahead.
So as you say, Barry, the 15th visit to Europe since he became Prime Minister of Canada back in March 2025. So there's clear signals there that Canada wants closer ties with Europe. What then is on the agenda for the rest of the weekend?
Well, Ciara, the Canadian Prime Minister will travel now from Dublin Airport to government buildings along with the Taoiseach. The two leaders there will then hold a joint press conference, and it's expected confirmation will be given that Ireland has fully ratified the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, better known as CETA, between Canada and the European Union. Ireland has been applying the agreement provisionally since 2017, and trade between the two countries has grown by almost 100% during that period. A report actually published last year suggested Irish-Canadian trade could increase by a further $500 million a year if this is agreed. Later today, Mr. Carney will then deliver a speech at Trinity College in Dublin before attending a state reception in his honour at Dublin Castle this evening. And Ciara, there's also a major Garda security operation in place for this visit today. So if people see a large Garda motorcade moving through the city, it'll be carrying the Canadian Prime Minister. There will be some temporary road closures in Dublin city centre today, but Gardaí say the disruption to the public will be kept to a minimum. Tomorrow, he'll travel to County Mayo, where his grandparents were born before they emigrated to Quebec in 1925. From Mayo, he'll head to the G7 summit, where he'll come face to face once again with the US President Donald Trump. Relations between Canada and the United States remain strained, with President Trump repeating this week that America does not need Canadian goods and resources.
Okay, so it's clear he's going to get quite a cold reception from the US President Donald Trump, but a warm reception, I would imagine, when he goes to Mayo tomorrow, as huge as JFK, as some of the locals in Mayo saying. But this visit also, Barry, coincides with a major investment announcement from a Canadian technology company, as they normally do.
I'm live on the radio. That's right, Ciara. Canadian software giant Open Techs has announced plans to create 400 new jobs in Ireland as part of a €105 million investment over the next 3 years. The new positions will be based at the company's operations in Cork and Galway and will focus on some of the fastest growing areas of the technology sector, including artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. OpenTechs already employs more than 150 people in Cork, and the company is also exploring new partnerships with Irish universities. The investment is being supported by the IDEA Ireland and is being seen as another boost for Ireland's growing reputation as a centre for trusted enterprise AI. Earlier, I spoke to Shannon Bell, Executive Vice President of OpenTechs, and I began by asking her why the company is expanding its presence in Ireland.
OpenText is making an announcement of €105 million investment, which translates into 400 jobs here in Ireland, largely in technology, AI, cybersecurity, and sovereign cloud. The jobs are going to be located in our Center of Excellence in Cork, as well as supporting jobs in Galway and the broader Ireland region.
Why Cork and Galway? Is there any reason in particular?
So we have existing offices in Cork today that do a lot of our technology development. So we're expanding our presence in Cork, more than doubling it. We similarly have presence in Galway today for some of our supporting roles. So we're looking to expand our centres that we have today and then grow in Ireland.
Tell us about the company and what kind of jobs these will be then.
OpenText does secure data for AI. And so our focus has always been on delivering technology solutions to our clients globally. Half of our revenue comes from EU. And these jobs specifically are going to be technology focused on development, operations, and supporting our clients in EU, mainly in the areas of AI, cybersecurity, and sovereign cloud.
400 jobs now. Quite a significant investment. Is this the future? Could we see the company create more jobs in the future in Ireland?
We are excited about the opportunity in Ireland. It's more than doubling our presence here. And we certainly see a huge talent pool that can support our growth in technology. And we look at it as a center that will continue to grow in the future. Ireland's been a great location for us in terms of technology, having access to skills, fantastic universities, and also a great location for us to support our EU business. It's been a natural partner for OpenText. We started our location here in 2010.
And tell us about the jobs. Are these high-end jobs? Can you reveal anything about the salaries?
Not in terms of salaries, but definitely the roles are a mix of roles, but senior development roles, leadership roles in our Cork Centre, and then some roles for new grads as we build at all levels of the talent lifecycle.
And just finally, do you think Canadian companies will be looking at Ireland to create jobs going into the future?
I think Ireland has been an attractive location for Canada. There's so many great things about partnership between Canada and Ireland. And so I do think more Canadian companies are looking at it as an investment location to continue to grow their presence into EU.
My thanks to Barry White for bringing us that update.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.